97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning, as we are joined every morning, by Victor Lewis to keep us caught up on all things trending out there in the world. Hello, what's going on?
Well, I've got a few things to cover, but I think I actually want to start with sort of what I thought was the most interesting slash conversation-worthy thing. Obviously, I've got drug dealers with lasers and a woman crashing into headstones in a cemetery.
But again.
Again. So boring.
Why can't we have drug dealers with frickin' laser beams on their heads?
Oh, yeah, that's a hilarious story. I do hope that we get to it.
All right.
But what I do want to talk about is these electric chopsticks that are supposedly going to hit the market at some point relatively soon in Japan, by like next year, according to estimates from the company making them. Now tell me, Aaron Keck, why? No. What do you think electric chopsticks do?
I assume they pick up food.
Yeah, like automatically open and close and
right,
stuff.
Right, I would think.
Yeah, you would think that, and you would be incorrect, because it's way cooler. One of the reasons that salt tastes salty is because of sodium ions.
Okay.
And these chopsticks have a little metal plate on them that is powered by a battery that simulates the taste of more salt. Because Japan has a cultural public health issue where a lot of the most popular dishes in Japan and most accessible dishes are extremely high in sodium.
Right.
And it's not just because they're like dumping salt into stuff. I mean, you've got the sodium and miso paste, you've got soy sauce, even like ramen noodles and stuff, like that is
true.
That's alkaline noodles with sodium bicarbonate in them. Like there is a whole lot
of
salt.
Yeah.
You're doing the thing again.
I don't know food, but I will go with it.
Just
I had like soy sauce
for
sure, like super salty. Yeah.
But yeah, yo, fun fact, the salt in ramen is not really coming from the flavor packet. In case anyone out there has ever thought, oh, I'll just be healthier and only use half the packet. Nope. Most of the sodium is in the noodles itself because they're alkaline noodles.
You should just open that packet and just chug it straight.
You should. Flavor.
But so yeah. Electric chopsticks will, like, add kind of a salty taste, artificial
so
salty taste to it?
Yeah, more or less would accelerate your perception of the sodium ions from the salt existing in the food. So you could use less salt, and theoretically with these chopsticks get a saltier taste to try and cut down on overall Japanese salt intake. Because the average Japanese adult, according to The Guardian, currently consumes around 10 grams of salt a day. What is the WHO recommended salt intake? 5 grams.
All right.
double what is recommended for you to stay healthy.
That's fair. All right, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I think it's really cool.
I don't like salt generally at all. I'm a Midwesterner. I'm like, why do you put salt on French fries? What's wrong with the basic taste of the natural potato? So when it comes to like food with a lot of salt on it, I'm gonna pass on the artificial adding salt. But
I love salt.
Yeah, I know I'm in the minority on this one, but
yeah. Love savory things. Salt really kicks it up.
Savory I like, sweet I like,
salt
bitter I
that.
Like, salt and sour I can do without.
I mean, so are you more of a sugar guy? Do you have like a sweet tooth like Brighton?
Between salt and sugar, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Although I have since come around to the idea of like adding a little bit of salt to a sweet thing to enhance the flavor a little bit, because that actually does help.
Yeah,
I think.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
There is a role for salt, but in a limited capacity.
Well, I did say I want to talk about the like
Laser drugs.
Yeah, laser drugs. The drug
dealer. I
want to
hear about
laser
drugs.
There was a helicopter flying over a residential neighborhood.
This is getting even better.
Yeah, totally.
Bring in a helicopter. This is a Michael Bay movie just waiting to happen.
I mean, that Michael Bay movie is currently out right now.
Uh-huh.
Full on ambulance. But anyway, in Swansea, which I need to actually make sure that I'm talking about the right Swansea. Yes, it is in the United Kingdom. I had to scroll down and find the actual place and whatnot. A helicopter was flying, trying to find a missing person. I'm not sure how helpful a helicopter is to find a missing person, but sure. I mean, I'm glad you guys are out here. That's better than nothing. And a laser beam appeared in the cockpit And the helicopter, I guess, kind of like stopped a little bit and clocked where the address was and called some other police, and they went to that house, because shining a laser at an aircraft is a crime. No matter where you are, in the UK or here, you are not supposed to do that at all. And what they found at that address was a dude with a lot of cocaine and MDMA and some scales and some drug paraphernalia, and they arrested him for being a drug dealer and also for shining a laser at passing aircraft. Now, this begs the question for me, if you are a drug dealer, why are you out here shining lasers at aircraft? I feel like you would want to lay low.
I have a more basic question. Did the laser have anything to do with the drugs at all?
Oh, we're getting there.
Okay.
So, this drug dealer, because he has disposable income...
This better
income,
not be an incidental laser.
It totally is an incidental laser. Well, I mean, I guess that depends what you mean by incidental. Either way, he has a lot of disposable income. So he bought himself a very powerful laser off the internet and went outside to test it out in the night sky and just sort of play with his brand new super powerful green laser that at closer ranges will burn stuff. He was very excited to play with his new toy, and he shined his toy at the helicopter just to see how far the beam would go. And that is what got him
arrested. So the laser has nothing to do with the drugs. He just had money from drugs and bought a laser.
He just had money from drugs to buy a really nice laser.
I am still waiting for drug dealers with frickin' laser beams on their heads.
I mean, yeah, the last thing I want is to be blinded by a drug dealer with
an industrial
laser.
I mean, someone throw me a bone here.